Good morning, dear Aurovillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to everyone else. Thursday, 30th of March, hazy morning on 26 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast predicts for today mostly sunny and over the night mainly clear. Temperatures from low of 26 to high of 34, with the heat index on 39 degrees Celsius. You can expect maximum ultraviolet index on 11, extreme. Southerly winds at 11 km per hour with occasional gusts on 20 km per hour. Waning crescent moon visible on 6%. The Working Committee and Orville Council this month announced that the time has come to refresh the Matrimadir executive team and has called for a nomination from the community for the new team, which we can do online. The deadline for proposition new Matrimadir executive members has been extended to Friday, 7th of April. And after 2-week feedback period, the Working Committee and Orville Council, in conjunction with the existing Matrimadir executives, will choose who from the proposals will form the new Matrimadir executive. At Brahmaspati Kshetram, the Mother and Sri Aurobindo Center in Eda and Chavadi, on Sunday, 3rd of April, we can listen to regular monthly reading circle of the Mother and Sri Aurobindo works in English and Tamil led by Bhuvana Sundri and Sudarshan. And on Monday, 4th of April, which is also the date of Sri Aurobindo's arrival in Pondicherry, the center is open for meditation from 5 to 7 p.m. Doctors, Professor Sadhu Kumar will conclude today at 7:30 at Unity Pavilion with a series of talk about the man's place in the universe. And today's one is titled Jacob's Ladder, Where Must It Lead To? The Future of Man. And tomorrow, Friday, 31st of March at 7 p.m. at the Pavilion of Tibetan Culture, International Zone, the Canadian Pavilion at the Pavilion of Tibetan Culture presents Songs and Vision of Kabir by author of the Vision of Kabir, Professor Dr. Sadhu Kumar, who will present the songs of the great 15th century poet sage in the original and his English translation with commentary on the Bhakti Yoga. Litter-free Oroville 2017 campaign is still going on. Workshops are taking place, exhibition is on a display, and things will culminate this Saturday, 1st of April. But today at 4:30 at Kalakendra, we can listen to a talk by René on sacred grooves and talk by Kali, Mark and Rebo on resource to enter project. On Saturday, 1st of April at 7:30 p.m. at Visitor Center, we can see performance by Unicorn Collective, parade with amazing giant puppets, and show of LFA Trash and Show. On Sunday, 2nd of April at 7 p.m. at Adi Shakti, Carolina Loimala and Maya Oliva present Tales of 20 Dodgy Fingers. We have already an announcement from Utlink, who wants us to participate or come to the new monthly event called Come for Unity at Youth Center on Saturday, 8th of April between 5 to 9 p.m. They create this event as a platform for promote all the wonderful opportunities in Oroville. So they will have a monthly theme, so you can be inspired by the variety available in units and projects and service activities, can display their work and invite young people to participate. Example themes are multimedia, health, art, farming, music and economy, and etc. And each theme will be inspired by one of our 12 qualities. They offer this event at the youth center, where different kinds of youth groups will have a freedom to show us how their work and maybe get people involved in their sector. The first event, which will be 8th of April, will display youth groups from Oroville, the bioregion and Pondicherry, and will decide the theme for the next month. And the goal of this event is to create a space to feel the energy of youth that never ages, and to use this platform to build community and link us all together. And from the Acres for Oroville comes a plea, because our collective energy is needed to create a city of dawn. They warmly thank the 30 Orovillians who have responded to this call in just the past few days to join the monthly Land Solidarity Network. Now there are about 130 monthly donors from the community. But Oroville's land needs everybody on board, so let's keep this beautiful energy and solidarity growing. Nearly half the land of the master plan area still need to be acquired. Purchasing the land needed for Oroville is one of our greatest priorities and one of our most urgent. So they invite everyone to help to create Oroville and make a regular monthly donation for land. You can choose your own amount from 1 rupee onward. And the financial service account is 0100. And here's an announcement from Lavinia d'Orville of TDC, which reminds everyone, and in particular the builders of Orville, that the infrastructure services of Orville have set up a collective Inform Before You Dig service. With this initiative, the infrastructure services attempt to avoid damage to existing underground infrastructure and facilitate the documentation of new underground infrastructure. Therefore, they request again that anyone who plans to dig a trench within the Orville Master Plan area contact the Inform Before You Dig service desk. And the phone number is 262-2132 or 262-2264 between 8:30 to 4:30 every working day. At Cinema Bharatanivas Amphitheatre on Friday, tomorrow, 7:30 p.m., they will screen The Day of Jackal, directed by Fred Zinnemann, and it was made in UK and France in 1973. At Eco Film Club in Sedona Forest also tomorrow, but at 7 p.m. we can see The Secrets of Water, the work of Victor Schauberger. It was made in 2008 and directed by Franz Fitzken. At Visitor Center Movie Show, today at 8 p.m. and tomorrow at 8 p.m. they will screen Star Wars Rogue One, made in 2016 and directed by Gareth Edwards. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall today at 8 p.m. we can see Zen, made in Japan in 2009 and directed by Benei Takahashi. On Saturday, international comedy drama Captain Fantastic, made in USA in 2016 by director Matt Ross. And on children's film on Sunday at 4:30 p.m. Pete's Dragonsa, made in 2016 and directed by David Lowry. At Cine Club Peter Sellers Film Festival, it will start because he is one of the greatest comic talents of the generation and had an exceptional gift for losing himself in a character. So this Sunday, the 2nd of April at 8 p.m, The Lady Killers, made in UK in 1955 and directed by Alexander McKendrick. From The Synthesis of Yoga by Sri Aurobindo we read, "The master of our work respects our nature even when he is transforming it. He works always through the nature and not by arbitrary caprice. This imperfect nature of ours contains the materials of our perfection, but incoherent, distorted, misplaced, thrown together in disorder or a poor, imperfect order." Thank you for listening us. You can contact us on orovilleradio.org and let us remind you again that you can listen us also on live stream on radiogarden.com.